Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Sheriff Bill Rogers said Tuesday that an internal investigation is going on into the videotape of an alleged beating of a suspect by deputies. Dion Taplin, age 29, a convicted sex offender, led deputies and Chadburn police on a 90-mile-an-hour chase through the town of Chadburn on Monday. On Desi Road, he struck a vehicle that was carrying three deputies that were trying to block the road, and flipped, causing their patrol vehicle to overturn. He then allegedly tried to strike a Chadburn police officer. He was eventually stopped in Chadburn, where he fought with deputies and police. The arrest was videotaped and shared on social media by civilians. Rogers said his department is fully cooperating with the State Bureau of Investigation and the District Attorney's Office to determine if excessive force was used. A Lumberton woman became the county's third highway fatality for 2025 on Monday morning. Savannah Lowry, age 39, died when her SUV was hit head-on by a truck on NC-410, then rammed from the rear by a van. Patrick Pendleton of Bladenboro was driving the pickup truck that struck Lowry's vehicle. He is facing charges in the case after he is released from hospital. The highway patrol is investigating. We have more on this story online. Kevin Musser faces three counts of first-degree murder and other charges after allegedly stabbing three men in Clarkton Monday night. The Bladen Sheriff's Office reported that Musser came to the door of the home on Robert Street holding a handgun and wearing bloody clothes. Daniel Dennis, Randy Benton, and Philip Palmer died in the attack. Musser was airlifted to Chapel Hill, where he was arrested after being treated for life-threatening injuries. County Commissioners sent a proposed ordinance on RVs and campers back to the Planning Board at Monday's meeting. Commissioner said the ordinance needed more work. Multiple residents spoke out against the proposal, as well as talking about illegal campgrounds that took place at a previous meeting. Around 15 had signed up to speak Monday as well. The ordinance would have required a camper to be set up to the same standards as a mobile home if used as a primary residence. Green Swamp Highway, that's also known as 2NC211 in downtown Bolton, will be detoured to Blacksmith Road through April while the Department of Transportation replaces a concrete culvert south of the intersection. It will improve drainage in the area. Flaggers and detour signs will be in place. Volunteers are needed for the Columbus Baptist Association Chicken Bog Fundraiser Friday. Help is needed for setup, service, and delivery. The sale is from 3 to 8 p.m. in the Lowe's parking lot. All proceeds go to the Nicaraguan mission trip this summer. Call 910-642-2155 if you can help out. Celebrate the Arts, North Carolina's largest student arts festival, is this Saturday, March 22nd, from 4:30 until 9:30 p.m. at South Columbus High School. The event is a partnership between Columbus County Schools and Whitewell City Schools. It features performances and artwork by more than 1,000 students. Admission is free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.